You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 12.9, the 1340, 4.9 FM as well. I keep forgetting that other radio station, 1290, 1430. And you can also see the Facebook live stream with a very special guest, State Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman, and she is fighting to, standing up to the electricity monopolies in the state and the illegal price fixing in the state. AEP, according to her post here, is looking for, let's say, after reporting a $1 billion quarter in 2025, they're now asking the hardworking people of West Virginia to shoulder even higher utility rates while families are already struggling to make ends meet. It's unconscionable. It's absolutely unconscionable. Now, you also made a reference here to Green New Deal projects that have failed to deliver. What is that, and what does that have to do with the rate that my listener pays for electricity in West Virginia?
And that's where we were talking about the coal, not using it, and things like that. So I don't know how much they actually do solar and wind, but I know that those projects are out there. And I'm talking specifically about AEP, but
others. They're losers. They're utter, complete absolutely. Losers. Absolutely, complete, utter losers.
And they're terrible for the environment. So yes. If you're trying to save the environment,
They kill birds, including endangered species, with these giant blender things. It's honestly unbelievable.
Right. And then the solar, they have to be recycled, I think, after 10 years. And I mean, it's terrible.
And they're made in China.
Right.
It's unbelievable. The bill of goods that we've been sold is absolutely unbelievable. So where do we go from here? What else can you, how many senators can you line up to stand up to AEP? And can you find out which ones are not already owned by AEP or the other electric power monopoly?
So there's another senator, Roland Roberts, and I'm not on his committee, but he actually had a lot of, he called Commissioner Lane or Chairman Lane in and to talk about this.
Chairman Lane?
Yeah, from the PSC, Charlotte Lane.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The old lady.
Yes. And so he was really fighting for, fighting alongside me. I don't know that we agree on how to get there. I would support what he does because he's been studying it a long time, but there are a lot of issues, a lot. So some of our government buildings are buying water and utilities, but they're not paying it in a timely manner. So then they have all these late fees. I mean, yeah, that's what
state agencies.
Yes. Oh, well, it might be federal too, but, that was brought up in one of his committees. And so there's a lot of waste going on. There's a lot of things that are happening, and we need to make it less expensive for everyone, including the taxpayers, because, you know, the taxpayers are the ones who pay the late fees. It's not,
sure,
you know, these agencies.
My goodness gracious. Yeah. Lord. So what I can do, maybe I can help. If you tell me exactly, send it to me in a text in one paragraph, exactly the type of study that you need. Now, would it be for each state, or how would you phrase this?
I have it. It's actually part of the bill. It lists out what we need know.
You could send, and that, would that be just for West Virginia or comparisons to all the other states?
It would be just for West Virginia, but, you know, this is a bigger issue. So I think it does affect other states as well.
Okay. If you could send that to me, let me see what our research department here can do, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local Research, and maybe we can get something done. Who else is working to help the ratepayers in West Virginia try to fight these high rates, and now coming up higher rates with the electric monopolies?
There is a group called the West Virginia Utility Impact Project. I think, I don't know who's over that. I think it's a grassroots project, and they have gathered about 10,000 or more stories about people not being able to afford their utilities. And they've been reaching out to legislators, including myself. Hey, will you come look at these? well, can you come talk to us? And I think that's great. I mean, really, you need to hear from the people as a legislator.
Why does the media cover this? That would be so heart-wrenching. It'd be a wonderful thing, but you never see the media covering this stuff.
That's a good question. I wish that they would.
I'll do it. Okay. I swear to God, I'll do it. If you can somehow line up some of these people and whoever the main person is with this,
sure.
I'll be more than happy to make this a crusade here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Let people know, here's how folks are suffering out there with these obnoxiously high utility rates. And oh, by the way, the electric monopolies want to charge even more money now, screw you over even more. And, you know, I can do what I can do.
Right.
You know, here in the Northern Panhandle, you know, people pay attention to this thing. I don't know why they do. I'm a high school graduate talking into a microphone. I'm just some idiot. But no. They actually do pay attention. So why not take advantage of that?
Oh, I agree. I think that the more we can shine the light on this, the better. I did see on their website that there is an appeal right now by a lawyer named Stephen New. I don't know him. But I'm glad that there's a lawyer who has stepped in. I don't do that kind of work. It's highly complicated. But I'm happy to see that somebody's actually stepped up about it.
All right. Have you spoken with Governor Morrissey about this, to have some sort of unified campaign? I can't imagine. I actually don't know. The electric companies, the monopolies, do they own Morrissey, or is he considered an opponent of theirs?
I have not spoken specifically about this issue with Governor Morrissey, but I do need to get it on his radar.
Oh, no question about it. You know, because if he's not owned lock, stock, and barrel by AEP and the other electric monopolies, then he would be the natural leader. And the voters would love him.
Right.
The voters would love him, and they'd, you know, vote for all of his candidates, including the Supreme Court this time. And that would make a difference.
Right.
I would say.
Yeah, and I think that maybe we should look at maybe change. I don't know about necessarily changing the board, but changing how these decisions are made. And again, that's what the legislature needs
to
do.
We don't know how the decisions are made, do we?
I was told by Chairman Lane that there's this complicated, you know, system that they analyze certain pieces of information, like how much was invested in growth and, you know,
this
upgrades.
BS. It sounds like utter bureaucratic BS. Oh, it's very complicated. It's mysterious. Yes. You know, don't pull back the curtain. Ignore the man behind the curtain with pulling all the levers. And all BS.
Well,
this is all BS.
She did say, though, that they do look at daily costs. So if the utility company decides to go off the PJM instead of using the coal and it would have been cheaper that day, they don't get that benefit. But I don't see.
It's all rigged.
Yeah,
it's all rigged. They set up a system where they make it complicated by design.
Right.
Very difficult to track that there. It's just, you know, unethical behavior. Very easy to justify any kind of increases, any kind of expenses. Oh, our expenses are going up, you know. And yet you compare that when we broke up the phone company, Ma Bell, into a million little pieces. And now look at the competition. They've all, many of them have figured out how to provide better service for a lower price.
Right.
They're giving away phones, for God's sake. You know, you can buy minutes. I mean, 101 different things. We can do the same thing breaking up the electric monopolies, have hundreds of different companies providing all sorts of service, all sorts of power, coal power, electric, you know, or not coal, but electric, but you know, nuclear, whatever it happens to be, and they'd be real competitors.
Right. Well, and, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing the utility companies, whether it's water, gas, whatever, come to the PSC before they make any of these substantial investments into anything.
Yeah.
And then the PSC can say, hey, look, that's a bad idea. We're not going to give you the rate increase.
Right. But what does the PUC, PSC actually know about this? That's the other thing. You know, they're not experts in this. They're going to be essentially rubber stamping most of the requests.
Right.
Because that's not how the free market works. The free market works. You have lots of different people competing, saying, okay, if we invest this kind of money, it's going to be a lot, but we're going to have much better service and much lower rates for the people. So, yeah, we can make it up in volume that way. And, you know, again, just like breaking up Ma Bell.
Right. Right.
You break up these electric monopolies, and you have all of these choices, better service, lower price. I mean, to me, it seems just so, and no government price fixing.
Right.
That's the other thing with a phone system. No government price fixing. It's just you charge whatever the people want to pay.
So what you're talking about is deregulation.
Completely.
So we're a regulated state right now, and we would have to go to deregulation.
I'm fine with that. Tell Morrissey that I'm fine. Dimitri's fine with that. Just have him sign up on, get on board, yeah. And we'll be in very good shape. So your opponent, again, full disclosure, our special guest, State Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman, client of Dimitri 2020 LLC, had been an advertiser on this radio station during the campaign. She is not now. And you have an opponent in the general election, Sean Fluharty, Democrat, hardcore leftist. I think I told you this. Mm-hmm. I actually like the guy personally. I have no problem with him personally. I really don't. You know, and I admire that he's a fighter and that he never quits. These are actually very good traits. It's a shame that he is so far to the left and so, you know, part of the gambling industry, being a shill for them, and his far left views on, you know, the transgenders and this, that, and the other. Has he done anything that you know of regarding standing up to AEP and standing up to these terrible rate increases?
Not that I know of. I know over the summer, the Democrats, all nine of them in the House, and I think, I don't know, that the minority leader in the Senate went with them, so maybe 9 or 10, went around the state talking about kitchen table topics, what people care about sitting, eating dinner, what they discuss. And I know that utility costs came up.
Sure.
But I don't see, and I didn't see him introduce a bill, and I haven't seen him make a post like this since they've obviously gotten a new rate increase.
Yeah, it's a shame. Hopefully he does, because, you know, the more people we can get on mm-hmm. both sides of the aisle,
I agree,
the better it's going to be. So where, again, you know, where the hell is Sean Fluharty regarding this issue as well? Let's see, what else? Is there anything, I don't know what I don't know, regarding the electric monopolies and the government price fixing of the rates? Is there anything else that I should have asked you regarding this issue, what you're going to do, what others are going to do, anything else on the horizon? Because, again, I don't know what I don't know. So what should I have asked you?
No, I think you've covered it. It's just, it really is disheartening that this is the number one issue for my constituents. And I'm fairly certain it's for everybody in the state.
Sure.
And it's just frustrating for me to see so few people wanting to take this on. This is a talk for a broader subject of lobbying reform and things like that. I mean, we really do need to look at all of this, because it you know, this is what gives politicians a bad name.
Yeah.
It just is.
Yeah. How difficult would it be to rein in the Erica Storches of the lobbying monopoly or lobbying industry? How difficult would that be?
I don't think it's difficult to rein in the lobbyists. We have some of the most loosey-goosey laws when it comes to lobbying. I mean, again, going to a dinner, they can spend $1 million if they wanted to. We really could rein in a lot of the spending. And as far as the campaign, I don't really think $2,800 is really that high.
As somebody in the broadcasting industry, I'd say that's damn low.
Yeah.
I think we need to raise it to like $50,000.
That way you can have more clients, business.
Well, that too, yeah. Not that that was my primary motive, yeah. But actually it was. In fact, that's my only motive. But no, I agree with that. But realistically, you have a pretty good idea of how corrupt Charleston is. Mm-hmm. Realistically, is the corruption so bad that we cannot rein in the Erica Storches of the lobbying industry?
Well, you know, my issue from day one is that I didn't realize until I went down there that one person could stop a bill. If they're a chairman or the president or the speaker, they say no, it's done. So to me, I kind of wish that the power structure, I guess, of the leadership team was a little different. I do want to give Senate President Randy Smith a shout out, because he has, from the beginning of his presidency, if you have 18 people come to me, whether the chairman likes it or not, that bill will run.
That's great.
It is great.
That is great. But there's some hope there.
Yes.
Well, look, we're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last word. This is, and by the way, if Sean would like to come back on the show, I'd be more than happy to have him. Always equal time. I never say no to any politician who wants to come on my show. I never say no. But you're here now. So you get the last word. Speak directly to our listeners and our friends on Facebook with a live stream. You got about a minute. State Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman, my microphone is yours.
Well, thank you. Again, I want to thank the voters for putting me as the Republican nominee. Of course, we still have to get through the general election. But I've been down in Charleston fighting from day one, and I want to continue to do so. This utility issue, though, impacts everybody, everybody's families, small businesses, everybody. And so if you have something specific that you'd like to talk to me about, please either reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, or X, which was formerly Twitter, Laura4WV. Or you can call my cell phone, 304-280-2765. Again, 304-280-2765. And really, I encourage everybody to reach out to all of your representatives, because we need to be able to get this passed.
And open invitation for you and Sean Fluharty, if he wants to be on board with this. I mean, this is a bigger issue than politics. If you can line up someone who is leading the charge in the private sector or non-government sector or whatever, so we can actually break up the electric monopolies and get lower rates in West Virginia, mm-hmm. I'll do the whole show on this. I mean, my microphone is yours. Happy to do it. I'll follow your lead. And again, if Sean Fluharty wants to do that as well, I'd have both of you in here to talk about this issue. Because yes. This is something that everybody would actually give a damn about.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even be arguing with each other. That would be actually incredible. But let me know.
Okay.
And because I'm all in, 100% in. Anything to break up the monopolies, the utility companies, especially the electric monopoly. You know, we did it with Standard Oil. We did it with Ma Bell. And look at all the choices we have now. We can do it breaking up the electric monopolies and ending this government price fixing. And boy, what a great day that would be. Again, Laura, thank you so much for your time. Dimitri 2020 LLC client. We got to talk with Matt about his priorities, obviously. but maybe we'll get both of you back on. You could start bickering about something. That'd be great radio, too, I would say.